Before and After the Incomparable Podcast, Episode 90. Recorded May 6, 2012.
Historically, I found it has the best audio quality.
Oh, it does have the best audio quality.
Not that it matters, but
if we're all recording our end, does it matter?
I think we should just hang out. Have a Google Hangout.
I do not understand the Skype 5.
I don't either.
Did you miss our conversation about it?
I was all of a sudden everything turned off and it looked like I was still connected, but I wasn't. But there's a little glowing thing underneath the pictures, and I clicked the glowing thing.
During that, Jason and I were having a lengthy conversation about why Skype 5 makes no sense.
Makes no sense.
I want an iPod Shuffle running iOS. Is that too much to ask?
Maybe a little bit.
Because I spend half my time fighting with this freaking thing in iTunes and plugging in, plugging out, and trying to drag crap onto it, and you drag crap from iTunes onto the iPod, and it says, oh, syncing, done, but it didn't copy what you just dragged onto it. Every day.
I gotta admit, I really like my little 6th-gen Nano. I didn't think I would be a fan, but I think what gets it for me, strangely enough, built-in radio. I really love the built-in FM radio.
You're old.
I am
listen
old.
Listen to the radio.
I do. I mean, I usually use it when I'm like doing the dishes or something, and I just want to like listen to the news or something.
That's the time when you're supposed to be listening to other podcasts. I don't do dishes without podcasts.
I don't, but I mean, the dishes take me 10 minutes, and a podcast is like, podcast there is like half an hour.
You don't have to listen to a whole podcast, just 10 minutes worth of stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah, I listened to Hypercritical while mowing the lawn, although I didn't mow the lawn this weekend because I was too busy with basically Jamie's softball games all weekend. So no Hypercritical, and the lawn is not mowed.
Someone asked me on Twitter, can you recommend some podcasts for me to listen to? And I thought, I'll reply to this person, right? And I realized the podcast I listen to don't fit in one tweet, don't fit in two tweets, and also don't fit in three tweets, but I gave up after three, and I said, and a bunch of other stuff.
Huh.
I may listen to too many podcasts. Possibly.
But you drive, so it makes sense.
It's not even that long of a commute. Like, they don't, you know, it's now when on Fridays when I have to have the long commute to pick up my daughter in Lexington, you know, that's like, oh, now I can fit some more stuff in, but it's dishes, commuting.
Yeah, I don't have any of that, so it's harder for me.
You have dishes.
You don't have dishes?
I don't have any dishes.
The food levitates into his mouth. Like,
No, all paper, man. I just throw it out when I'm done.
He eats over the sink like a bachelor.
Yeah, like an animal. Like an animal.
Bachelor animal.
Yeah, the same thing.
Six of one, half a dozen of the other.
It's all the same. All right, well, Greg RSVP'd. It would just be the four of us if Greg were to show up. As it is, it's just the three of us.
Just the three. Wow, and have any of us watched this in the last 6 months?
Well, when did it first air?
Yeah, I watched it when it aired, but I had
5 months ago, right?
It aired at the beginning of January. Like, the first one aired on New Year's Day.
Oh, this will go well.
I was afraid that it wasn't on my hard drive. I said, I want to review it, but did I delete those files already? No, they're still there.
Did you rewatch it?
No, I just re-scrubbed through it and read the Wikipedia pages to
a good idea.
Remind myself of what happened.
I scanned through it.
I'm going to look at that really quick so I don't sound like an idiot.
So there was like, Sherlock was there and there was the Watson guy.
Watson, yeah.
What's his name? Watson's his name.
Oh, I wonder if I could iMessage Greg Noss.
Who's eating pistachios?
Me.
In fact, I am eating pistachios.
Nailed it. Greg, yes.
Greg's online.
Oh, is he?
He just came online.
Oh, sweet.
Skype
I'm
5.
Done with my pistachios.
The audio quality to recognize nuts.
That's pretty good. They should
nut
put
recognition.
That in the box.
Yo.
Hey.
I am doing the podcast.
All right, excellent. Are you on the right microphone? You sound
hang on.
I like to use the tap on the microphone you think you're using.
Is this thing on?
I had plugged it in, but Skype's ignoring it.
That's what it does. That's what Skype does.
Yeah, you've got a Skype preference.
Skype's instincts are to do the opposite of whatever you wanted to do.
Yeah, Skype is the cat of a software application.
Oh,
I was recording this now.
There we go.
Oh, look at listen to that.
Hello.
That's it. That's the stuff.
Instead of saying recording, we should all imitate Scott McNulting saying hello.
Hello!
Hello! And then QuickTime file new audio recording. Ha! Okay.
And then make sure you choose your right microphone for the source. And you don't need to do the super high quality. You just need to do the semi-high quality.
Super high quality. How do I do that through QuickTime Player? Do I have to go to 7 or
new audio recording? No. And in the little triangle on the right side, it lets you, that pops up a thing that says what microphone you're using.
You were absolutely right.
And quality to high.
Quality to high, not to maximum.
Not to maximum. That'll be an uncompressed audio file.
I have nothing to do with maximum quality.
No.
Turn it to plaid.
Max Qualcon. The maximum quality convention.
Hey, I'm going again.
Inspector 12. To Max FunCon?
I am. Matt Howie keeps inviting me. I think he's got a crush on me.
It must be. You're like a good luck charm. Greg, have you seen Sherlock?
I have.
All right. Did you see it 5 months ago like the rest of us?
Yes, I have.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I did.
Remember there was a thing?
Yeah, you see all the tweets about it? People were tweeting like, oh, Sherlock, people, it's coming on PBS. Get excited. It's like everyone who wants to see it has already seen it.
Not the... It is also the regular...
Didn't you tweet at Simon Pegg, John, about it?
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah, he's like trying to promote it. Like who is following Simon Pegg on Twitter? And is interested in seeing Sherlock and knows what it is and hasn't already seen it. That group, the Venn diagram of those, you know, there's no overlap there.
That is true.
And because this is a super nerd show, and if you're following Simon Pegg on Twitter, you're probably a super, super nerd. And it's mind-boggling to me that someone out there is like, I really can't wait to see Sherlock 2. And, it's coming on PBS. Not that I think it's bad for it to air on PBS, but it's going to be like, you know, just random old people going, no, it's some Sherlock Holmes thing. And they'll enjoy it, and it'll be good, but they're not following Simon Pegg on Twitter.
I don't know. Should we be recording this?
Yeah, you should record. Press record.
Press record, and then say hello like Scott McNulty.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I have a very different relationship with Scott McNulty.
I think you sound a lot like him. That's why I mentioned it, because when you said it before...
And this
having never met you, I'm just picturing Scott McNulty with a different head and a big Hawaiian shirt.
I don't have a beard.
We are by the way, on 5x5 right now.
Are you kidding me?
I am not.
Let me look in the chat room. I didn't know that.
Oh my god!
We got here.
I'm not in the chat room.
Is anyone in there?
I have to comb my hair.
There's nobody in here.
Where?
Well, that's the massive incomparable audience right there. Also, nobody knew we were doing it. Because why would they be in there in the middle of the night?
Well, if you tweet it now, Jason,
I just tweeted it. Although the chat room isn't linked to from the 5x5 website anymore.
Yeah, where is it?
Yeah, I know.
What is it?
It's Freenode?
Yeah, Freenode.
Oh, it's IRC?
That Freenode.net. Yep.
Yeah.
And is it hash
5x5?
Yes.
Yeah.
I accidentally just turned on the audio stream of it
and heard
Jason
yourself
coming back at me, and it was very scary.
Yeah, don't cross the streams.
I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, we're here now. We are doing it. See, this is all part of
chock full of people.
None
of them are. They're all idle.
Suddenly, voices are coming out of the abyss.
Yeah, I'm there. All right,
some crazy guy named Jay Snell in there.
Yeah, I know. He was on Hypercritical.
The Hypercritical, that chat room is full of imposters, so that's why I never believe anyone's actual name.
I was actually beta testing the 5x5 app, which isn't out yet, I believe, and it gave me my push notification saying Hypercritical is now live, and I was just dropping my cat off at the vet, and so I turned it on and I drove home listening to John Syracuse on my car radio live. What a world we live in.
The future. The grim, grim future.
The grim meat hook future.
Insane. All right, so anyway... I guess we're ready to go. And since we're broadcasting on 5x5 now, which I can't believe that I actually pushed that button, but here we are. So let's give it a try. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. All right. Everybody's recording?
Yes.
All right. It's new. All right. Here we go. And we're done, but we're still live on 5x5.
Whoa.
Did we never do a Downton Abbey episode?
Not yet.
I didn't miss that, did I?
No.
Is it because you haven't watched it, Jason?
It's because I haven't watched it. And I told other people you can do that show without me. But
you will like this. It's not like we're, you know.
I know. I just I have two seasons of it to watch. I don't know when that would happen.
Yeah,
I'm not
I'm
sure.
The same way.
I'm not
sure. You need to get like a treadmill or something
that
you can.
And my wife's
on.
Well, the thing is that my wife's already seen it, and most of the TV I watch with my wife, and she's seen it without me. So now I really don't know when I'm going to watch it. Yeah, on the stationary
watch
bike.
It, watch it while you mow the lawn. Google
brilliant.
Goggles.
Brilliant.
That's safe, right?
That's totally like safe.
I just mount it on your lawnmower. Easy.
I watch this stuff on the treadmill, and I picked Boardwalk Empire over Downton Abbey. And
probably a bad choice, I think.
I'm
both
through
shows,
and I'm cooling on it.
Yeah, I watched the first episode of Boardwalk Empire and just did not find myself impelled to tune in for the second.
Yeah, it's a slow start. Boardwalk Empire, I was like, oh, this is kind of, and it does pick up and it gets better, but Downton Abbey is much more, it grabs you right away and is more consistent throughout. That's another example.
It is strangely enticing.
I will save the second series of Boardwalk Empire. Look at, I'm talking like a
season. I know.
It's the second
series. I don't like it when American people do that. I do not like it. I can barely tolerate Morin saying Pratt. I'll let him get away with it because he lived there for a while.
I thought he was going to say prick.
I knew he was going to say Pratt.
Pratt.
Well, that's the it's the
in England. Only shows in England have Pratt.
Yeah.
What is that? It's like single white female where like the girl moves in and she starts dressing like her roommate and it's all creepy and everything. That's how Dan Morin is with Simon Pegg in Spaced.
I'm like you, Simon. I've been compared
Jennifer
to
Jason
him
Lee
way more times than is actually true. I don't think I look like him that much, but I've had several people.
Look like him, you act like him, you live like him. And hey, if you're going to pick someone to emulate, that's the guy, right? Thumbs up. But
I do a fake Scottish accent like he does.
Once you start wearing his skin as a suit, then we know that's Simon Pegg, if you're listening, Dan Morin, get a little mugshot. So if you see him, you'll
just look in the mirror, John.
What do you start wearing?
I'd like to thank Dented Meat, who was with us this whole time in the chat room, comments, I don't know what you guys are doing differently, but the voice quality of this live stream is noticeably better than some of the other live 5x5 shows. All I'm doing is pressing the button in Nicecast that allows me to take over the streamer. Because
the secret is nobody else is listening. That's the secret.
I think that may be it, is that it's so late and off and nobody knows that we're here. And this was an experiment to see if this would actually work, which it seems to have worked.
There are people who are amused and startled that we are live broadcasting now as well, which amuses
it, it's
me.
Well, it freaks it.
What's front? There's a feed.
It's freaking me out too. But
there
this is well one of the
on
things
5x5?
About the new 5x5 app lets you know when people are live, and Dan is encouraging all of us to do live if we want to, and we're going to be most of our live broadcasts are going to be when our recording sessions are, which is like 8 Pacific. So if for the night owls out there.
Other people in Australia and stuff like that.
Yeah.
People all over the
so
world.
I'll work with Dan to figure out, to let him know when our recording sessions are going to be, and we'll put it on the calendar and we'll tweet it and stuff like that. But yeah,
I like it much better when you make us sound gooder when you edit it, and Greg too.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Like five blah, people blah. Will listen live, but then, you know, at least 10 will download it. So
yeah, exactly. And
so most
sound
people
much
will
better.
Hear. Yeah.
Can I just say to Dan and John that I sacrificed like 3/4 of my sanity for the second half of the Jedi episode? You guys were so excited and so worked up that you overtalked each other constantly.
That's going to make you earn your money, you know?
John and I are basically sharing a brain when it comes to Star Wars, I think.
You could sync them. You have a choice. You could separate them to make a sound like civil, or you could them up.
Put them in one in the left channel and one in the right channel. It's great.
Just a slight echo, as you said. Exactly.
Have you heard Bohemian Rhapsody? That's the effect we're looking for.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah. I felt bad
I see a
for
little
Ren.
Jabba Hutta of a man.
Because at least I got to speak as the host. Ren was just like, whatever, boys.
Oh, yeah.
she would break in, be like, yes. Well, let her
You can hear her eyes rolling sometimes, though. She knows to interrupt us if she wants to. It's not standing on ceremony.
I'm not going to pick a title, but people did actually. Dented Meat suggested some titles in the chat room.
That's what he does.
That's a good one.
That's all he does.
I wish I had written it down while you were talking, but you did have a really good one.
There was one that
Room
really
for
stuck.
Pirates I wrote down.
Oh, yeah. No Room for Pirates. Yeah, I like that.
The anti-Joss Whedon came up. Room for his therapist. Assassins on speed dial.
A suspiciously efficient morgue.
That's actually
check behind the tree. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah, boom.
Check behind the tree is pretty good.
Check behind the tree always. Check behind the tree. Ned and Meat is upset that we didn't do Full Frontal Wilhelm as the show title. It didn't really have anything to do with the episode, but still, it was funny.
That's
it has as much to do with the episode as anything else.
Greg's going to do a Wilhelm, me doing a Wilhelm as a
Did I tell you I cut the Wilhelm out that you did because I wanted to put it at the end, and the episode it expanded so much in the editing that it squashed it?
Yep.
Tragic.
So I had to settle for Yub Nub.
Yeah, we're singing Yub Nub.
You could put it in you could put in the real Wilhelms. Go find the Full Frontal Wilhelm. Lay it in.
I was never prouder than actually getting to come up with a title for the Skywalker's 11. I felt good about that. Felt vindicated.
That was a good one.
It smells like victory.
I was telling Greg, it's hard for me to make my own lines, the episode titles, because I don't want to be the guy who's like, oh, I said funny things, ha ha ha. But
instead, you just make Scott McNulty's lines. You're like, 75% of the time, they're Scott McNulty lines.
Yeah, but that was a good one, though. Well, Scott's like the sniper, you know, he's silent, and then he comes in, and boom, he's got a funny line, and then he goes away again.
I miss him.
Well,
he's not here right now, is he? Sherlock. I don't miss him that much.
You sure? He might just be waiting.
He's my nemesis for a little joke. He is the Sherlock to my Moriarty, or perhaps something like that.
Which one of you is Irene Adler?
You know what? I don't think you want to know.
I'm not wearing any pants right now, so it might be me.
Can't get a read on you, Jason Snell.
That's right.
Do we have to put up like some sort of after dark, like flashing light when you start talking about not having pants on? Or
We're in the after dark now.
You're allowed to curse now too. Does anyone want to use some profanity? Now would be the time.
Sorry, I can't do it.
I thought for sure you were going to say something bloody something.
bloody
hell!
Bloody hell, Governor!
It's terrible.
When this show started, I thought it was going to be much more, much less good, and it would involve a lot more.
What, this episode or the entire podcast?
The entire podcast.
Speaking as many people who have, because
you looked at who was involved and you figured this will be bad.
I thought it would be a lot more jokey, a lot less analytical, and much more profane.
You're trying to say you thought we would be funnier?
So you think
No, I think it's very funny.
The Incomparable podcast in general, or this episode?
The whole thing. When you started talking about doing it, I had pictured...
Profanity is what you were picturing.
Yes. Just guys sitting around talking about, you know, something, but less introspectively, in less detail.
did you know I was on the show?
Waka waka.
That's because John wasn't on until episode 2.
Intellectual. Could we all be a little less analytical?
I think he wants more of our quote-unquote jokes.
Oh, yeah, the jokes. Like on our iTunes review.
So should we all talk over each other and laugh at our own jokes?
Yes, that's what we do.
That's what we do.
Already do. Mission accomplished.
Excellent. We're there. All we're missing is the profanity.
Well, but that's the thing about the Incomparable, though. I can't believe people said that, because of all the podcasts I listen to, and even most of the ones on 5x5, they're live recorded, the Incomparable gets the most... editing to make people sound not as dumb.
Right.
Well, and the most separate.
We all appreciate it. And
yet we're the ones that get called on talking over each other. Like, but yeah, we do talk over each other, but then Jason separates us.
Well, that was the thing that really actually bugged me about that iTunes review, is that they said this lacks, first off, it was actually an episode that was before we were on 5x5, but it was, this episode lacked the quality of the recording that I have come to expect from the 5x5. And it's like, you know, Dan is very smart, which is you'll notice that Dan doesn't have four or five people on an episode, because he is smart and I'm dumb. Because once that happens, there's lots of crosstalk. You know, the reason Dan can do as many episodes as he does is they basically don't get edited. They get processed and posted, and that's smart.
They get edited too.
It takes forever.
It's live to tape, right, as he calls it.
Yeah.
He drops markers and markers for edit points to fix things, but there's nobody there going through every single thing everybody said in separate, because you can't do that when you have, you know, three shows a day, 5 days a week.
It's impossible.
It's just not possible.
But the Incomparable is an artisanal, handcrafted podcast.
Definitely, yes. That means it smells like stinky cheese.
We put the artists in artisanal.
Yes.
Oh, we put something in artisanal.
I got the email last night at like 11:30 from Greg saying, basically, here's the Jedi podcast part 2. You've killed me. and yet,
Greg, you made a great showing on this evening's episode. The Gregbot 2000 is a very impressive piece of machinery.
I swear to God, I was like, okay, this is starting to, the editing is starting to feel like it's dragging. I need to, you know, reset and find out where I am. And I was like 20 minutes in. And it's like, okay, I've got 40 minutes left. Oh, no, wait, I have an hour and 5 minutes left.
Yeah, I've had those moments where, well, you know, any podcast, or at least any incomparable, the first quarter is immaculately edited. And the last...
I just picture the last three quarters just being Jason going... And it's just for 45 minutes.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. Yeah. Today I played through what Greg edited and just listened and added some clips in a few places and did almost nothing to change it, but I did give it the once over just to make sure.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Always do, that nothing insane happened. And no, it was really great. So thank you for doing that.
It was, you know, it was a fun episode to listen to, and I'm looking forward to listening to the first half, which I haven't yet.
Ah. Secrets are revealed in the first half. Something like that. All right, well, I think we've done enough damage.
And Dan, I do agree that the space battle in Jedi is better than the attack on the Death Star in Star Wars.
I'm glad we could find some common ground.
I saw a documentary once on Jedi, and for the stop motion, there's a scene where they're looking out. I think it's the big view on the Millennium Falcon, and there's just all sorts of TIE fighters winging their way around. They said something like it was 64 individually moving objects in the frame at the same time, and that was the most they'd ever done with camera tracked special effects.
Right.
They pushed the possibilities of
It was the optical compositing of when the Millennium Falcon comes through all those TIE fighters, and that's like the most layers of film they could lay over each other and still have anything visible.
There is one flaw in that one shot, which is the only one that I can think of, which is where that first shot where they come in and the TIE fighters all start coming in. There's a brief gap in which the TIE fighters very clearly materialize out of nowhere. Like a set of four comes in, and then like a set of four like pops into being. It just totally
They're experimental TIE fighters that are testing their hyperspace drive.
Yes.
Look, TIE fighters, only a TIE Advance has a
And I like the Death Star's gravity being the reason the Excelsior goes into it.
As a
retcon justification.
Retcon. Gravity is not retcon. Gravity. You heard of mass.
Would it really provide that much gravity?
It's the size of
look
how big
it is. Moon.
It's not a moon. It's a space station.
This fully operational space station.
Right. It's still pretty darn big compared to the Excelsior.
So it doesn't have like a melted iron core center. It's hollow.
Is it hollow?
You can fly through it.
That's where all the garbage goes.
If you listen to any incomparable podcast long enough, it turns into Star Wars.
Star Wars podcast.
Star Wars.
Yeah, part
you know,
three
I
of two.
Before we did Star Wars, I thought that we should just leave it forever. The white whale that we never talk about.
Greg, well, that's the prequels you're thinking of.
The what?
So, Greg, your vision of the incomparable is we never talk about Star Wars, we're profane, and we don't give a deep analysis of anything.
You should leave a one-star review. It sounds like you're ready.
That reminds me of a joke, actually, I think from Coupling, where Steve says, did you tell him no? He said, well, I may have misstated it slightly. Yes. Just a little bit. Just one word off from no to yes. Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, I'm very glad the podcast ended up as your vision and not mine, Jason.
Oh, vision is a very strong word for... Yes, I'll take credit for everything that happened. It was all planned.
Do you realize you're pushing like 100 hours of recorded audio at this point?
Yeah, wait until the 100th episode spectacular. Which I may be a dial tone, actually. I don't know. But I have it on the schedule as the 100th episode spectacular, which is also the second anniversary spectacular, which is also the last episode.
Yeah, I was going to say, and then you kill yourself and we're left to...
You're left standing on the roof.
On the roof, yes.
Exactly. You brought it back around to Sherlock. Brilliant.
Brilliant. Elementary, my dear Jason.
Elementary. All right. We are going to shut down the broadcast and thank all the guinea pigs in the live stream for listening to our nonsense. And we'll let them know when we're recording in the future so that they can not listen and not be spoiled. Boy, thank goodness for those screeners, though. Whew.
Yeah.
Imagine if we'd had to watch it on PBS like an animal.
The screener bay.
The screener bay. Well, I don't use the screener bay.
No room for screeners.
No. Okay. Thank you 5x5 listeners, I'm returning the control of this live broadcast to Dan Benjamin. And we're off. So there. So now, swear all you like. Dark. I'm still recording, but yeah. I think we're done. Thanks. That was good. And good. Thank you for being part of the great live broadcast experiment, which sort of worked.
Yeah, thanks for not telling us about it. I appreciate that.
I told you.
Too much stage fright.
I told you when I pressed the button. I didn't warn you.
This button will destroy the world. You haven't been warned.
I didn't warn you.
You know the show's going to be edited. I got to do the stuff live knowing that nothing say is going to be edited out.
There was
episode. We're going live.
John, I think it was, I don't know whether it was talk show. I think it was Hypercritical. While I was mowing the lawn, it must have been Hypercritical. There was an episode where you had Skype problems and there was like a drop and then there was like a lot of rummaging around and Dan was confused and all. And actually, I believe said, we got to edit this part out. Never edit it out. And I thought, this is an interesting approach to editing a podcast, which is just not, even when things go horribly wrong, just let it roll.
Well, sometimes he just removes a little bit of the silence, but you still hear the problem happening and then the problem recovery, and you just, a little bit of the gap in the middle is removed. But otherwise, what you really want them to edit out is when you say stupid things, and those are never edited out.
Yeah, I try to do that. I actually, every so often, there's an episode where somebody says something, and then afterward, we're like, oh, that wasn't right. And I will try to take it out, or like I've actually done some things where I patched like something they said later when they figured out what the right thing was and moved it back.
We all appreciate that.
So it happens.
Yeah, I do like looking a lot smarter than I actually am. Although it's kind of
it's hard work,
anticlimactic for people.
Or if not smarter, at least more knowledgeable.
Or at least or a little more. What's the word I want? See, this is where Jason would fix it.
Decisive.
No, I was thinking erudite or something.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Eloquent. Eloquent. That was the word. Wow, why can't I remember that word?
See, it's an easy word. I'm going to edit that, and it's going to be, or at least more eloquent. And that'll be it.
If I had edited the game show episode, I would have re-recorded my lines.
Why? Wow, Jason seems really unfair to not have given Greg more credit for that answer. It was really good.
He's just on it every time.
It's just so...
On the money.
So mean. Yeah, you need the power to stop time and come up with a really clever answer and then start.
That's what this is. Synchronous communication sucks.
It's true.
Telephone calls and live audio and that's the reason email was invented.
Zing.
We should do the show by email.
Yeah. Incomparable by mail.
Actually, by postal mail. April 1st.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a play-by-mail game.
Yeah, next April 1st, we'll all
King
just
to Bishop 3, checkmate, I think.
And have it speech to text. Texas speech.
Brilliant. Genius.
Done.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Good night, guys.
Good night.